Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day, where today we're going to learn not to be so quick to overlook the simple blessings of God as signs and tokens of His sustaining care of us along life's way. We ended Day by Day last week by noting David's desperation in running from King Saul, which leads to a desperate request from David to the priest Ahimelech. We are in 1 Samuel chapter 21, and we have this interchange about the type of bread that is available to David. It's the holy bread, or the showbread, that only the priests were allowed to consume. This bread was replaced every day in the tabernacle, and the priests would eat the leftovers. In other words, this bread was not just handed out to anyone. Only the holy, only the purified, only the priest. Ahimelech knew that this was a desperate situation, and he knew that mercy in this situation was called for, that preserving a life didn't break the law, but fulfilled it. But we also have a little more commentary from Jesus himself on this very situation. Matthew, Mark, and Luke record the instance of Jesus and his disciples passing through a grain field on the Sabbath. And the Pharisees saw the disciples grabbing some of the grain, rubbing it in their hands to remove the shell, and then eating it. And in the Pharisees' mind, this was equivalent to doing work on the Sabbath, and they accusingly asked Jesus, why would he allow this? Jesus then says, have you not read what David did when he was hungry, he and those who were with him? Jesus was referring to this very event in 1 Samuel 21. Jesus goes on to say that the Sabbath was made for man and not man for the Sabbath, and that God desires mercy. In other words, when there were desperate situations, extenuating situations, when a life was on the line, then the priest had the authority and the duty to preserve life. This is how we know that David was in a desperate situation. He had no food. There wasn't a fast food joint on every corner. He was a wanted man. He couldn't just pop into any house. He didn't know who to trust. And so he goes to the priest, and the priest gives to him what is not normally lawful to give to anyone but another priest. And then the narrator gives us another question that David asked Ahimelech. Do you have any weapons? Lo and behold, they have at that very tabernacle the very sword of Goliath, the sword David himself swung in order to remove Goliath's head from his body. And we see that God takes care of his chosen one in his time of desperation. God does not abandon him or us in our desperation. So what are we to make of this, especially in light of David's deception prior to this? If we look back, we will see that bread is actually a sign of the Lord's blessing and confirms God's purpose. In chapter 2, Hannah praises God by saying, those who were full have hired themselves out for bread, and those who were hungry have ceased to hunger. Back in chapter 10, Saul was given 2 loaves of bread as a sign to him that God had anointed him as king over Israel. So the presence of bread, the giving of bread to David, is a quiet sign that God is blessing him, providing for him in the midst of his desperation. Don't be so quick to overlook the simple blessings of God as signs and tokens of his sustaining care of you along the way. As you pray today, please remember Sirpong Yaobang and his family, our missionaries in Thailand. And also remember the Caraway LifeWord broadcast that's heard throughout Tanzania.